Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Trade negotiators have been meeting for the past few days in Mexico for a second round of talks on renegotiating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Trump administration has been pushing for tighter labor standards, but Mexican negotiators have resisted those demands. The country's low wages and worker union rules have made it easy to attract American companies across the border. Meanwhile, last week, the Trump administration selected four contractors to build prototypes of a border wall, which President Trump has said Mexico will pay for. Mexico has said it won't. How is all this affecting U.S.-Mexico relations? Joining us now by Skype from Mexico City is Carlos Puig, who is the host of a news program on Milenio TV and a columnist for Milenio Diario. Carlos, welcome back.
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you back. And how is Mexico viewing this renegotiation of NAFTA?
Well, lately it's getting more difficult because, as you know, President Trump has been again and again, I think it was three times in the last couple of weeks, saying that he really didn't want to renegotiate NAFTA. He would have preferred to just get out of NAFTA, what he calls the worst trade deal ever negotiated. So the first thing the foreign minister did, he actually said, okay, we are not negotiating this deal through social media. We are not going to do that. But then when President Trump said it again, then clearly what the foreign minister said is, if these threats continue, if we're not going to be in that table negotiating. So things are tough because you cannot be in a table negotiating a deal that the other side doesn't want to be in. It's like the Mayweather fight, this thing. No, it's like the UFC against boxing. Difficult to have something good there, no? Because you're playing two different games. And the idea, because of President Trump's speeches, is that he doesn't want the deal. So I think it's going to be quite a difficult time.
Well, would Mexico prefer to just leave NAFTA as is? I mean, is it more beneficial the way that it is right now versus any change that could take place?
Well, it depends on the changes. I think the changes that the U.S. government has put on the table, the ones that are in the official document after consultation with Congress and businesses, I think Mexico doesn't want to be in a treaty that reflects that document. I think Mexico is happy right now. It would love to have some things in NAFTA retouched, renegotiated, some things, but not in the sense of what President Trump said on the campaign, not what the document of what they want, what he wants from the trade deal state. So I think Mexico is quite in a difficult situation right now.
There is a presidential election coming up in Mexico next year. Do you think that it's possible that Mexico could back out of these NAFTA talks altogether just because politically it's too difficult to sign a new agreement right before an election?
I think Mexico would love to end this renegotiation right now, but I think they can't because they know that if they get up from the table right now, I think President Trump, well, I know, I think he has said it, President Trump will pull the plug on NAFTA, on all NAFTA, and that wouldn't be good for the country. I think Mexico wants to have a very small and effective renegotiation that ends before the electoral process starts in Mexico, which is, let's say, January. And I think that's quite difficult.
What about the issue of the border wall? As you know, President Trump has recently tweeted again about the wall, saying that Mexico is going to pay for it through reimbursement / other. What does that mean to you when you hear that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think everybody asks, what does that mean? I think what he means is things like trade. Let's say they build the wall, and it has a price, and everybody knows how much it costs. I think what he's going to argue to his base later on, because of the renegotiation, is, hey, you know how I got that money? Look at the trade deficit before. Look at the trade deficit now. So I got that money. I think that's the way he's going to sell it to his base. Of course, that's not true. That's a lie. I mean, trade deficits and reimbursement, or he's going to for example, set a new price for visas. And actually, Mexico is one of the biggest consumers of U.S. visas in the world. So if you get $100 for every single visa that a Mexican gets in a consulate, maybe he can make that argument. It's very, very difficult to me to understand how. I think trade has a lot to do with that.
But how does it feel in Mexico now? Because I know that when I was down there, people were really upset that he kept talking about Mexico paying for the wall. What's it doing to relations between the two countries?
Well, I think it's very bad for the relations of the two countries, for the image of Donald Trump in Mexico. I think we're in the worst moment of the relationships in a long, 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 long time. At the same time, he has been saying it for so long. The Mexican government has been saying for so long, no, we're not going to pay. That, I mean, it becomes kind of a joke now, no, about you're going to pay. No, I'm not going to pay. No, you're going to pay. When it's obvious that the Mexican government will never, no Mexican government will never sign a check for that wall.
That's Carlos Puig, who is host of a news program on Milenio TV and a columnist for Milenio Diario, joining us from Mexico City. Carlos, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.